The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, it's Jordan Younger, your host of the Balanced Blonde Soul on Fire podcast. Here we go deep on all things astrology, awakening, wellness, motherhood, channeling, aliens, and so much more. We have deep conversations. We go to other realms. It's a lot of fun. So stick around. Let's dive on in. I cannot wait to connect. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to the show. I'm so happy that you're here. It has been long overdue that we do a solo episode. I don't even know when the last one was. I usually do them as often as possible, but lately there have been so many good guests, and I have also been doing a lot of bonus podcast solos in my platform, The Quantum Method, which we will get into. But I realized today is definitely the day for a solo episode. We have so much to catch up on. I'm going to do a Q&A. I've put multiple Q&As in my Instagram lately that I haven't been responding to because I've been saving them for this solo. So let's just get into the life updates and then the Q&A. I don't even know how to tell you what the topic of this is going to be. Probably just a life update conversation. We'll get into spirituality. We will get into the Pleiadians. We will get into pregnancy, social media boundaries. Those are some of the things that I have been focusing on at the moment. So let's just begin with the biggest life update, which is that today, the day that this airs, I enter my third trimester of pregnancy. Let's see what size that means that the baby is. I love checking this. I will be 28 weeks today by the time that this comes out, and I can't believe how fast the time has gone. It has been so different than my first pregnancy, not just because my two-year-old is a boy and this baby coming to earth is a girl, but just because I feel like it's so different when it's your second pregnancy and you're already a mom and you're chasing a toddler around. And on top of it, I am working and trying to get ahead. And I'm really focused on what my maternity leave is going to look like and how much time I'm going to take and how much I want to accomplish before then and get put into place so that things can run really smoothly while I am away. I am definitely someone who is a big proponent of taking time once you have a baby. And we live in this society, in this hustle culture where it's just common for women to be postpartum and out in the world and working and doing their thing. And women are superheroes. So if that's what they want to do, I am all here for it. But I remember when I had Atticus, I needed time. I needed many, many months and then basically 2 years of continued subtle postpartum recovery until I really started to feel like myself again and settle into a new normal. So I'm prepared that that feeling could come again, or maybe just like the pregnancies being different, this also will be totally different, but I'm excited. I am definitely in work mode at the moment, getting everything set up for you guys so that when I do take that time, there will be a lot of content for you and a lot of exciting things going on. One of those being that the podcast will continue. We will still have weekly episodes with guests and solos, and they will just be batched ahead of time, which I'm pretty excited about. I love to check to see how big the baby is on each week. It's so funny when they tell you like the fruit or the vegetable. So today she is as big as an eggplant. She's about 2.2 pounds, large eggplant, they say. And yeah, I'm feeling all the things. Pregnancy-wise, I have had horrible pelvic pain, which I won't bore you with, but it definitely impacts walking and being physical activity. I'm still trying to do as much exercise as possible. And for the most part, I'm doing a lot of yoga and a lot of Pilates, but the SPD is so real. And anybody else who has that, I have so much compassion for you. It's so hard. I am also having all of the insomnia. I woke up at 5 a.m. today, which many of you know is not how I roll. And I was starving and I had to make myself breakfast at like 6 in the morning because I couldn't go back to sleep. And there's just a lot of that right now. I also have the weirdest restless leg syndrome. It's like so intense, but I found the craziest old wives' tale hack that I want to tell you guys. If anybody else has restless leg syndrome, pregnant or not pregnant, and it's going to sound so crazy, but just bear with me. I found this on a forum online where basically you just put a bar of soap underneath your bed sheet. So underneath like the fitted sheet that goes on top of the mattress down by your feet. And supposedly it helps with restless leg syndrome. And all these people online, they're like, I know I'm going to sound so crazy, but this is like what my grandmother told me to do. Or this is an old wives tale and it actually works. I have nothing to lose. So I was like, of course I'll try. I swear to God, it works. I don't know if it's the placebo effect because I know it's there, or that it completely makes my legs feel like they can relax instead of that constant feeling of needing to like move them and twitch them. And anybody who has dealt with restless leg syndrome knows it's just uncomfortable and it just makes it hard to relax. So those are some things that I'm feeling in pregnancy. Overall, I'm really grateful because I think the pregnancy in some ways has been physically harder than the first. But in many ways, I feel like it's been easier than the first. So if you have one child and you're nervous to be pregnant again, just know pregnancies are so wildly different each time. And you've got this. Your body's got this. Whatever's meant to be will be. And now that I'm in the third trimester, I can feel the energy of this little girl way more. Like, I feel like first trimester, second trimester, it's so surreal. It's almost hard to believe you're actually growing a baby with a personality and they're going to have a whole life ahead of them. And in the third trimester, maybe because they become more fully formed and it's closer to them being born, you just feel them more. Like, I feel her presence more. I feel her energy. She's going to be born on the cusp of Cancer and Leo. And every day I change my mind about what I think she's going to be, because I feel a lot of Cancer from her. I feel a lot of Leo from her. She's fiery like her brother and her dad, but she's also deeply emotional and watery and sensitive. And that is something that I have been feeling every day and then some in this pregnancy, even more than usual. So those are some pregnancy updates for you guys. I could talk about that all day, but we will move on to my next life update, which is that I have been channeling the Pleiadians so much, and I'm excited to talk about this because just a few months ago, I started hearing from a lot of our listeners that they missed the really deeply spiritual content on this podcast, channeling the Pleiadians, talking to aliens, talking to angelic realms. There was a time, mostly from like 2017 to 2020, probably, where this podcast was just so abundantly spiritual in the other realms. And this is when I was like learning all about the Pleiadians and the starseeds and the cosmos. And I was channeling and being visited by aliens in my room every night. And I mean, if you've been here since the beginning, I would just say, if you know, you know. And if you're newer here and you're like, whoa, there are definitely so many episodes that you can return to hear that whole journey unfold. But I definitely heard you guys when you said, where is that? Like, where's the Pleiadian channeling content? I miss it. Because in recent years, and I've been really excited to do this, we've really branched out. We've talked about everything on this podcast, from finance to nutrition to pop culture, celebrities, spirituality, of course, is always going to be the cornerstone. But it's a mixed bag up in here. You can find a little bit of everything. I have my friends on all the time. My friends do the coolest things. So all over the board, we've got all sorts of people. It's incredible. But I really wanted to create a hub for the Pleiadian channeling, because that's a huge part of my soul. And also, I have heard and felt from the Pleiadians, from the starseeds, from the cosmic systems, that the more that I run from those gifts and the less that I use those gifts, meaning channeling the Pleiadians, channeling the Akashic records, channeling angels and the fifth dimension and these higher frequencies, the less that I use those gifts, the more that those gifts will use me. And what that means is nothing very sinister or negative, but what it means is that if you have these gifts, if you're born with these intuitive gifts and they're a part of your soul's mission in this lifetime, and you're not using them, the gifts really can start to use you. They can make you sick because they're trying to wake you back up to what your soul came here to do. They can make you tired. They can meddle with your life a little bit. Maybe things aren't flowing as easily. You're not manifesting as well as you once were. And that's always just a sign that you've departed a little bit from your soul's true calling and true purpose. And my soul's true purpose is to channel the fifth dimension. And so if you are new here, I'll just quickly say the fifth dimension is basically two dimensions above this one. We're in the 3D reality. We here in the 3D reality, we are in density. We are in 3D where the other person is always the other. The individual is truly the individual. And in the 5D, there's a lot more oneness. There's a lot more connection. And it's all about love and unity and this consciousness where only love is real. And the fifth dimensional consciousness comes in and shares with us many, many tips for living a better, more joyous, more abundant life here on this planet. So people like mediums who are channeling our loved ones who have passed on, they're channeling somewhere around the fifth dimension. Also in the fifth dimension, if you've ever heard of Abraham Hicks, channeled by Esther Hicks, that's fifth dimensional consciousness, in my opinion. And the place where I channel from is mostly these cosmic star systems, the Pleiadians. Mostly everything I say, whether I'm channeling from them intentionally or whether I'm just talking to my guests on the podcast, comes from the Pleiadians because I'm deeply, deeply connected to them. And if you think this sounds crazy, trust me when I tell you the first time that I ever heard about the Pleiadians, I thought it was crazy, but so much has changed since then. That was coming up on 10 years ago. And today they are a cornerstone of my life and everything I do. Did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? If you're among them, know that you're not alone. Hair thinning is normal, but it's not openly talked about, and going through it can feel lonely and isolating and frustrating. Join over 1 million people that are doing something about it with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Everyone's root causes of hair thinning are so different. So of course, a one-size-fits-all approach doesn't cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair exactly what it needs to grow through different stages of life, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as for different lifestyles such as plant-based diets and beyond. It is a physician-formulated formula with drug-free ingredients. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking the supplement for 6 months. And personally, I have been taking Nutrafol ever since I had my son 2.5 years ago. And it has been so helpful for all of that postpartum hair thinning. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BALANCED. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, Nutrafol.com, promo code BALANCED. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BALANCED. It is officially spring and I am loving it. The warmer weather, more time on the go and just being outside more is what my soul has been craving and calling me to do. The Vionic Vitals collection has the best essentials for everyday wear to get you ready for the season. I am loving the Uptown Loafer. It comes in 10 shades of premium suede and leather, smartly deconstructed to collapse flat. It is perfectly packable for your upcoming travels. I have the Uptown Loafer. You've probably seen it all over my Instagram. It's perfect for running around with Atticus, going to the park, running all my errands, all the things. And you can also elevate your wardrobe with Vionic Vitals. It is a meticulously crafted collection with daily wear styles designed for perfection, where elegance, comfort, and versatility are paramount. Their online shopping experience is super easy. I personally need that as a requirement as a busy mom to just make it easy to receive. And I am just loving everything about them. They also offer a 30-day guarantee for your money back for a full refund within 30 days if you are not loving them. Use code BLONDE at checkout for 15% off your entire order at www.vionicshoes.com when you log into your account. One-time use only. Vionic Shoes, wearable well-being for your feet. We still do some Pleiadian channeling on the podcast, but there's a lot of things we talk about on the podcast because there was such a demand for more and because my soul, most of all, knew that I needed to go deeper and deeper into these other realms to channel more often because my soul is calling me to do this. I ended up creating my membership platform. It is called The Quantum Method. I just renamed it. It was originally the Soul on Fire Balance Salon membership. But I knew once I created it, this is a method in and of itself. This is a method that's supposed to change the world. And I can say that because I just am the conduit for it, the channel. I don't even want to take credit for creating it. I feel like it comes from realms above and realms beyond. And the Quantum Method in and of itself is so special. I just channeled this whole quantum method manifesto that you can find in the platform that talks about how we can use quantum realities and quantum leaping and manifestation and the law of attraction and this fifth dimensional consciousness to really just make our lives on Earth as amazing as they can possibly be, and then some. And what it really means, the quantum method, is evolving and merging your 3D self with your 5D self. So what I want for everybody here on this earth is to know that we are more than the third dimension. We're more than this one reality, this one perception of the world that we've always seen. We have access to such deeper wisdom and such deeper powers, and our thoughts are powerful and our minds are infinitely powerful. And that's pretty much what we talk about over on the Quantum Method. And in the membership, we have 150 meditations and counting. We have affirmations. We have Pleiadian wisdom transmissions, which are so cool. They are so special. They definitely feel like the future of my brand and what I envision doing with my life are these transmissions. We have pep talks, which are bonus podcasts. We have live events. We've had so many special ones so far, and they're all saved. We have a series of Kundalini videos with my Kundalini teacher, Britt Deanda. And you guys will find this out soon, but I am embarking on my own Kundalini teacher training, which is something I've wanted to do for a long time. I have 800 hours of teacher training all within the Vinyasa, Hatha, prenatal scope, all from Yoga Works back in the day, and a little bit in Bali as well. But I've always wanted to do a Kundalini training, so I am doing one. And I have one of the teachers, Brett Larkin, coming on the show in a couple weeks. We already recorded it, but you guys will hear it in a couple weeks. And I'm going to be bringing a lot of Kundalini, a lot of Reiki energy to the platform. We have thousands of incredible members in this amazing community, best community. There's like a community group where you can chat with people, make friends from all over the world. It's really special. But if you have not joined yet, I would love to have you in there. We have the link in the show notes, but also I thought it would be fun to create a little discount code only for podcast listeners and people who are already in the Quantum Method. Don't worry, you will get a lot of extra special stuff too, even if you didn't get to use this code. But the code itself is Podcast Bestie. It will get you 10% off of either the monthly or yearly membership. It's already super affordable. Podcast Bestie for 10% off of your first month or 10% off of your entire year if you commit to yearly. We have the link for both in the show notes. And yeah, it's a really special place to be. It is the heart and soul of everything that I'm doing right now. And it is very quantum, very special, and very guided by the Pleiadians. I can feel chills from the Pleiadians all over my body right now as I talk about it and share this with you. And there's just so much magic to be had. So there's that. Ooh, another thing is I started a Substack. I've been writing on the internet since I was in third grade. Like that's when I got my first email address, jojoyounger@aol.com, and went in the AOL chat rooms and would give advice to people. And I've just been a blogger, internet girly since day one. Can't even tell you how much a part of my blood and my heart and soul that is. And I still blog on The Balance Blonde. Like I call myself a blogger who actually blogs because most people don't blog anymore, which is fine. The internet has shifted a lot. So I blog on The Balance Blonde every week. But I think Substack is such a cool site and such a cool platform. So I'm just experimenting over there. It's free. You can get all of the articles I've been writing about manifestation and just random musings about spirituality and motherhood. So we'll put the link in the show notes for that too. Another life update. I thought it would be fun to talk about TV shows and books that I've been reading because that's always a frequently asked question. I just watched Apples Never Fall on Peacock. It was so good. I think the end was kind of not the best because I feel like I needed at least two more full episodes to wrap up the end of the story, but it was an amazing show and I highly recommend watching it. I think it was probably even a better book. It just kept me really entertained. Jonathan was out of town and I watched all 7 episodes in like 4 or 5 days. It was really good. We are also watching right now, This Is Us. I've never done this in my life. We are re-watching This Is Us. So this is our second time watching all 6 seasons. And I've never felt this way about a show before. It is like my comfort show. So I get it now when people say they have a comfort show that they just rewatch all the time and the characters feel like family to them. That is what This Is Us is to me and Jonathan. So manifesting any of the actors on This Is Us to come on the podcast. And if you've never watched the show, it's so good. As far as books, so this is funny about this pregnancy. Usually, I read so many books. I think you guys know this. I usually read like 3 books at a time, finish like 2 to 3 books a week. I am a book junkie. This year, with my pregnancy, I don't know if it's just made it harder to concentrate or I've just been a little more drawn to other things other than reading, but I am dying to get into a good book. So please give me some good book recommendations. Right now, I'm rereading Bringers of the Dawn by Barbara Marciniak. I reread it all the time. It is a Pleiadian text. It's amazing. And I'm always looking for good fiction. So please tell me what I should read. I've already read all of the main Colleen Hoover books, Taylor Jenkins Reid. I like things that are way deeper than that, to be honest. I like some of the Colleen Hoover books, but I like more dark and twisted psychological thrillers. So if you have any recs for me, please share. Another update from me, I'll give you one more and then we'll get into the Q&A, is that I have been using social media really differently. So I was out to dinner with a couple of my closest friends about 2 weeks ago, Celeste and Jasmine. Celeste has been on the show before. And she was sharing with me the way that she uses social media, and she's a blogger, full-time content creator. She was sharing with me that she really posts on stories more sparingly, and she's just really strategic about the way that she posts and what she posts. And obviously, as a mom, her main priority is her family. So she just has some major boundaries in place. I've also noticed she's never on social media on the weekends. And I just feel like that makes for a healthier person, a happier person. So I have been really focused on doing something similar, totally inspired by Celeste. I've been posting on my stories less and, you know, doing like 4 slides at once instead of like 10. And anybody who actually cares about this, my views have gone way up. So if you are a content creator, and inevitably, it's amazing to get more views. It's more helpful to be able to share what you're sharing, all this kind of stuff. I think the less we post, the more views that we get. And I've been really playing around with that. And it just makes me happy because it reminds me of the original Instagram days where you could actually reach your audience and not reach just like 1% of your audience, which is just a whole frustrating thing. So I've been really enjoying that. And because I'm posting way less frequently on my stories, I don't feel like I have to grab my phone right when I wake up. I do my whole morning routine. I have way more boundaries in place. And then I pick up my phone to go on my stories at like 1 p.m. or later. And obviously, I'm still posting a lot of other stuff too. It's a huge part of my job, but I just have really been enjoying those boundaries. And I highly recommend instilling those boundaries wherever you can. It is life-changing, let me tell you. Let me tell you about my current favorite wellness hack to support overall health. 2 cups a day delivers a quick and simple win on your individual health and wellness journey. And what we're talking about is Lipton green tea. The reason I am so obsessed is because of the goodness of flavonoids. They also have a new signature blend green tea, as well as a new lemon, peach, honey, and ginger green tea. Both of them are amazing, and we're going to get into why I love them and why this is my wellness hack of the moment. So first of all, drinking 2 cups of Lipton green tea daily is a great ally for wellness and a simple way to up your everyday healthy habits. 2 cups of Lipton green tea can help support health by providing approximately the same amount of flavonoids as eating 8 cups of raw kale or 20 pounds of cooked broccoli. It contains flavonoids, like I said, which are naturally occurring bioactives found in tea, vegetables, and fruit. Just 2 cups a day is an easy way to help support your health. And Lipton green tea is a delicious way of getting these bioactives and flavonoids into your diet. They are loved and trusted. You can find them throughout the country in your local retailer. They are the best. You've probably also seen them on my Instagram lately. Try the new Lipton green tea and report back and let me know what you think. Let's talk about the world's first handheld metabolic coach. I know, how cool is that? We're going to get into all the details. And it is called Lumen. Lumen is a device that measures your metabolism through your breath, super easy. And on the app, it lets you know if you're burning fat or carbs, and it gives you a tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, workouts, sleep, and even stress management. Imagine how good this hack is. So this is how it works. All you have to do is breathe into your Lumen first thing in the morning, and you will know what's going on with your metabolism, whether you're burning mostly fats or carbs. And then they give you a personalized nutrition plan for the day based on your measurements. You can also breathe into it before and after workouts and meals, so you know exactly what's going into your body in real time. And Lumen will give you tips to keep you on top of your health game. Your metabolism is your body's engine. It is how your body turns the food that you eat into fuel that keeps you going. Because your metabolism is at the center of everything that your body does, optimal metabolic health translates to so many benefits, including managing your weight much more easily, more energy, better fitness results, better sleep. And I'm just such a fan of everything that they're doing. So if you want to take the next step in improving your health, go to lumen.me and use code blonde to get $100 off your Lumen. That is lumen.me and use code blonde at checkout for $100 off. Thank you, Lumen, for sponsoring this episode. Now, let's head into the Q&A portion of this episode. Okay, the first question is from Ashley Rebecca. How are you eating these days during pregnancy? So this pregnancy is so different from my last pregnancy. My first pregnancy, I was fully vegan. I think a lot of you guys know this, and I loved being vegan at that time. I felt like Atticus loved it when he was in my womb. That's 100% what I was drawn to, was all healthy, vegan, lots of fruit, lots of vegetables. I made tons of food at home that whole first pregnancy. And then postpartum, I no longer felt called to be vegan, and I introduced a lot more foods into my life, from meat to poultry to fish to cheese, always grass-fed, raw, natural, organic. I'm psycho about that stuff. So you can guarantee the quality is very high. But that's the way I've been eating this pregnancy. I've really stuck to what I was doing postpartum, which is a lot more protein, a lot more healthy fats, just actually eating more, like frequently, and feeling very nourished. And it's not that I didn't feel that way the last pregnancy. It's just a totally different pregnancy. So I am also doing all of the amazing things for hormones, like adrenal tonics in the morning with either almond milk or raw milk. I do a raw egg in there. This is what I do. I'm definitely not giving you medical advice, but that's something that my hormone specialist swears by for adrenals during pregnancy. And then I mix that with either some decaf coffee or some cacao powder. Lately, I've been doing actual coffee with caffeine because I just have really needed the boost, and it's been wonderful. At night, I have been drinking a glass of iced almond milk, and this is a really good hack for heartburn. I forgot to mention at the top of the episode when I was talking about pregnancy symptoms, heartburn has been a huge one for me. And the hack is almond milk or regular milk. I don't know if it works for everybody, but my mom told me about this. She did this during her pregnancy and it 100% worked for me. So that has been lovely. Next question from Lauren Bender. What are my thoughts on Taylor's new album, The Tortured Poets Department? Wait, am I saying that right? Yeah, The Tortured Poets Department. I love it. I've heard a lot of mixed reviews, especially from diehard Swifties, and I wouldn't consider myself a diehard Swiftie. I became more of one after seeing her Eras tour because she's such a good performer and I love her music. I love her songs. I love her personality, but I'm not like the most diehard Swiftie like some people are. I love this one. Some people I've heard have said it's like too angry, too dramatic, too much. And I don't think there's ever such a thing as too much when it comes to creativity and to art and music. So I knew I would love it the moment that I saw the title, The Tortured Poets Department, because that is me. Like, I am so many things, but deep within my soul, I am a poet and a writer and an author, and us creative people, us artists, we have so much pain, and like the only way to let it out is through creation and expression. And so Taylor's art is clearly her music and her songwriting. I feel the exact same way about writing. And when I was a kid, it was writing also for me, but it was also painting. And I just really relate to that feeling of like the misunderstood artist and the torture that lives within us, but also the beauty of like feeling so deeply and having such expression. So loving the album. To be honest, I need to like sit down and actually listen to every song. I keep playing it when I'm in the car, but I love her collab with Florence and the Machine. always been such a fan of her, and also Post Malone. And then I love the title song, The Tortured Poets Department, is so good. If you're listening and you're a Swiftie, you have to come to Instagram and tell me which songs you are loving and which ones I should check out next and pay more attention to. So that's my answer to that question. Lex 1028 says, have you ever had a psychic vision of the future? Absolutely, yes. I feel like that. Welcome to TBB. Welcome to all things The Balanced Blonde, because psychic visions, and especially envisioning our future self and watching those visions come to fruition, is a huge part of what we do and a huge part of what I talk about here. So I have had a handful of psychic visions of the future that have come true. One of them was when I was taking Kundalini every day back in 2018, and I was getting psychic visions all the time that would then happen. So I took my best friend Jillian to a Kundalini class, had this amazing, deep, otherworldly meditative experience where I had a vision that someone was going to approach me and ask me to write a movie with them. And I knew it was going to be a man who was going to come to me, a man that reminded me of a friend of mine named Tynan, and he was going to ask me to write a movie. And I had to say this out loud because I just had to have it be known that if this came true, that I saw it. Like, I saw the whole entire thing happen before my eyes. So I told Jillian when we left the class, and we just kind of laughed about it because it was so random yet very interesting and kind of along the lines of everything that I'm already interested in. So I don't even know if a full week passed. Maybe it was like one day or 3 days. I'm trying to remember the details, but this guy emailed me. His name was Nathan, and he asked me to write a movie with him. And he had a vision of the movie, but he was not a writer. And then he was searching on Instagram for writers who also were into spirituality, because the content of the movie was kind of like timeline hopping and very spiritual. And I immediately said yes. And this was probably before I knew my human design and knew that it's best for me to think about things for a full moon cycle and like really consider whether it's my best path forward and all this kind of stuff. But he and I met in West Hollywood at Moon Juice and had a juice and a coffee, and we like really hit it off collaboratively and talked for hours. And I wrote a whole proposal for the movie, and he loved it and was super into it. And then as time went on, quite quickly, I realized I don't really think I have the space to write a movie unless I'm really getting paid. And there wasn't a lot of payment involved. It was more of equity in the movie, and then if the movie sells and all that kind of stuff. And I also realized if I am going to write a movie and a screenplay, I want it to be mine. I don't want it to be someone else's. So I had to be really honest with him, and he was super understanding. And thankfully, we hadn't even really begun the project at that time. I'm sure he was disappointed because I went from 100 all the way down to 0, but that's kind of how I am. And that's why I've learned to be way less impulsive with my decisions. And when I say yes to someone now, I try to really wait until I know that I mean it and that I'm not going to change my mind. But that was just such a fascinating vision of the future that came true. And it wasn't even the future. It was like that same week. So it was just a vision of something that was going to come. And if nothing else, it was such a beautiful reminder to me. I feel like it happened from the universe to show me and illustrate to me, yes, your mind is powerful. Yes, all humans' minds are powerful. We have these capabilities when we sit in stillness, when we commit to something like a deep Kundalini meditation or being in stillness with ourselves and chanting and doing these mantras for 90 minutes, miraculous things can come. And now I know too, that's one of my gifts. That is one of my ultimate gifts, and I now understand how to harness it and use it, and I'm so happy that I do. And yeah, that was just one of my favorite stories. Okay, a lot of people wrote in and said, please do a mama conversation with Lacey Phillips on the podcast. And I just have to plug the fact that she was on last year. She's been on many times, but most recently, episode 310, I'm checking the date. It was April 12th. Of course, it was like exactly a year ago. And we talked about motherhood, manifestation, financial freedom, stepping back from the spotlight. It was one of my most downloaded episodes last year. So if you're a fan of Lacey, I highly recommend listening. But if you want another one between us, we will definitely do that. She is gearing up to give birth to her next child very soon. And I know Lacey, she is the best with boundaries and time off. So when the time is right, after we both have these next babies, we will do a conversation about being mothers of two. And I just love this. I love that love for Lacey. She's such an inspiration and such a dear friend. And I just had to say, go listen to episode 310. If you haven't heard it yet, it's definitely a favorite. Also, a lot of you said, just wanted to say thank you so much for the podcast you did with David Guillaume, that it was an answer to prayers for you. And I wanted to tell you guys, we're going to do a round two. I need to email David. This is my reminder to do that today, but we're going to do a round two with him. So let us know what you want to hear. We're going to talk about Kabbalah, reincarnation. I want to talk to him about aliens. He's so amazing. And that seems to be a favorite episode of this year. So also listen to the David Guillaume episode. Okay, somebody says, how did you stop being a people pleaser? I find it so hard. And that's such a twofold question because I don't know that I can say that I've really stopped being a people pleaser. But what I do know is that I will forever be a recovering people pleaser. Actually, no, let's put something more positive into the universe. I will be a fully recovered people pleaser one day. Today is not that day. I still do feel that need to please others. But I am definitely getting better and better with it, and I'll share some tips. So one, I try to always remember that people are living in their own reality and their own world. So we all have a different perception of what's going on. And when it comes to being a people pleaser, I feel like people pleasers often feel like we get walked all over or our friends are not as good to us as we are to them, except for the amazing friends, of course. And I'm trying to remember right now, everybody's living in their own reality. Everybody's coming up with something that is truth to them. And so the best thing we can do for ourselves is live our truth, live from a space of truth within us. And the best way to do that is recognizing our patterns. So being honest with ourselves. I know that, yes, I'm a people pleaser. I'm a good friend. I show up for everybody. I'm there for everybody, but I'm not perfect. So I try to be very self-aware, recognize my patterns, take time in stillness to reflect on situations where I do prioritize other people's needs above my own and where that can turn into resentment. And it can also really not be a good thing for the friendship. So I've had a few circumstances over the last 6 months to a year alone that have really highlighted to me that if I had not gone the people-pleasing direction and said yes to something I really didn't actually want to say yes to, in fact, if I had said no and prioritized myself, it also would have been the better thing for the friendship because people are perceptive. But also, it's really about cultivating a strong sense of self-worth independent of other people's approval. So I used to always make decisions based off of other people's approval. Are they still going to love me if I do this? Are they going to love me more if I say yes? Yada, yada, yada. Obviously, lots of childhood triggers there. Cultivating a strong sense of self-worth in myself, mostly by doing all the practices that I talk about all the time, meditating, affirmations, journaling, getting to know myself, the many rounds of plant medicine that I've been through have really shown me how strong I am and what my own self-worth really looks like. And because I have a very high view of myself and I feel a lot of worthiness within myself, I feel like at the end of the day, even though it's hard for me to say this, it doesn't matter if people approve or not, as long as I feel good about the decisions that I'm making. And then, as always, and this is hard for me, you have to practice being more assertive, really express your thoughts, your feelings, your needs, Confrontation is hard, but it's worth it. And if the relationship is worth it to you, then it's always worth having that conversation, even if it is confrontational. And then just focus on developing healthy relationships. Because the fact is, when I started to kind of step away from some of the unhealthier friendships and relationships in my life and stopped trying to pour into the cup of people who really were not pouring into my cup and were basically choosing me last in a very obvious way again and again and again, then I realized, oh, the people pleasing isn't so much of an issue anymore because I'm surrounded by only people who are really reciprocal. Now, of course, we can't always control this. We can't control what kind of day someone's having, what kind of year someone's having. We all have family, of course, and family's a whole different story. But the more healthy relationships that you have in your life, I do feel the less the people pleasing can work its way into your ethers. And I could do a whole podcast episode on this, and I would like to do that soon. Heather says, did I miss baby girl's name reveal? No, we are not revealing her name until after she's born. Atticus has told a lot of our friends and family, so a lot of friends and family know, but publicly, we haven't announced her name. We didn't announce his. I do think, I mean, people can do whatever they want. For me, it feels kind of weird to announce someone's name before they're born. So I feel really good about sharing that when she's born. But don't worry, I won't make you guys wait long. And I will say it's a name that sounds really good with Atticus, at least in my opinion. Everybody has been asking, is red light therapy okay while pregnant? Obviously, I'm not a doctor, so do not follow anything I say as medical advice. I personally have been using red light therapy. I don't use it directly on my stomach, like my womb where the baby is, but I do use red light on my face. I have a couple of red light masks that I am obsessed with. Bond Charge is one of them. Code Balance should still be able to get you a discount. So I use that. I also use red light in certain areas for eczema. So like when it pops up on my arms or my legs. And then I've been going in the sauna at a really low heat, like under 99 degrees, because they even say you can take a bath as long as it's under 99 degrees or 100 degrees. So the sauna makes me happy. I was really sick for like 2 weeks with bronchitis. It was awful. And I needed to sweat out the toxins. So I was going in the sauna, and I do have a red light and also blue light and all different types of light therapy in my sauna. And personally, intuitively, I feel fine using it. Again, if you're pregnant, one, use your own intuition. Two, talk to your doctor or your midwife or whoever your team is. But also, when it comes to making decisions in pregnancy in general, I always listen to my intuition above all else, above what anybody tells me to do, what anybody tells me is right. Obviously, if it's something intense or big, I will listen to the professional's opinion. But with all the little things like red light and sauna and eating raw fish, etc., I don't follow the rules, but I've never been a rule follower. And I just go intuitively and I ask myself, how does my body feel about this? And my body always tells me, and it could be different on the day. And I also think it has to do with what were you doing before you got pregnant? So were you doing the sauna? Were you using a red light? Were you doing hot yoga? Because I feel like your body is very accustomed to whatever you were doing pre-pregnancy, but it's never very good to start something completely new when you're pregnant. So for example, I take my SSRI and I took it for a whole year pre-pregnancy and I continue it through pregnancy. But I have a friend who is super interested in starting to take an SSRI, but she doesn't want to start now because she's pregnant and it just doesn't feel like the right time to start. And I totally support that for her because I feel like when making changes, big or small, in our bodies during pregnancy, you just never know how it's going to land. And of course, if it was like entirely worth it to her to start now, I would support that as well. But that's what her intuition is telling her. So be intuitive, listen to that intuition. It will always guide you. Okay, so we'll do a final question for today, but I also want to let you guys know that I I'm just jumping into another solo episode recording from here. So there'll be another one coming out in a couple weeks. So if you didn't get your question answered, maybe it'll be answered in the next one. Two final questions. One, tips on calling in money. I'm so excited to talk about this because I have a bunch of new content in the quantum method for calling in money. There is a financial abundance attraction meditation in the quantum method, and also a pep talk on the soul of money, and also an affirmation track on raising your abundance frequency. So basically, it's all about reframing your mind, busting through subconscious limiting beliefs, and learning to view money as energy and treat money as energy. And when you do that, like, you need to get to know the consciousness of money. There's actually a consciousness. It's amazing. So join the quantum method, do those meditations. Also read the book, The Soul of Money by Lynn Twist. Game changer. My favorite book. And if you might recall, my dad and I have done a couple episodes on The Soul of Money before. And then lastly, somebody has asked, what app do I need in order to use the quantum method? So you don't need an app. All you need to do is sign up for the membership, and then you can use the membership in the platform online, which is just Kajabi, meditation.thebalancewand.com. Or if you prefer to use an app, you can download the Kajabi app, which is free, and then you can use my platform as if it is an app, which I also highly recommend doing for people who like to use it on the go. And eventually, I will be creating an app, a TQM app, but I don't know when that's going to happen. In the meantime, you can use the Kajabi app. And what else? I think the last thing I would like to leave you guys with is, you're all amazing. I'm so thankful for you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. If you've been here for many years, thank you beyond. What an honor and a gift. And if you are brand new, welcome. I'm so happy that you're here. Please let me know anything, any topic you'd like to hear. I'm going to be recording a lot of solo episodes heading into maternity leave because they're really easy to batch up. So please let me know any requests, whether you want me to do an episode on manifesting or releasing financial blocks or health and wellness, pregnancy, spiritual motherhood, marriage, love languages, all the tips, channeling the Pleiadians, of course. I love you guys so much. I am sending you infinite love and light. Please leave us a rating and review on Spotify and or Apple. And if you do, send me a screenshot to jordan@thebalancewand.com so I can thank you and send you my free yoga ebook. And then be sure to use that code PODCASTBESTIE for 10% off the membership, either monthly for your first month or yearly for the whole year. I love you guys. Thank you for being here, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. I'm so happy that you're here. Come say hi on Instagram at The Balance Wand and tell me what your favorite part of this episode was. Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts and send me a screenshot of your rating and review for a free Soul on Fire yoga ebook. See you next Wednesday. Love you guys.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.